It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Special guest with us. We haven't seen you in forever, boss man.
Bill. This is why you haven't seen me for a while.
It's because we were doing such a great job that you just didn't feel the need to check in on us.
You guys go ahead and think that.
I'm going to. A self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's right. He just needed a break.
One more snow day.
His IQ is depleting, so he needed to stay away.
One more minus 20 day.
That's right. This morning we're going to talk about, I'm actually very happy that you reminded me of this, your lovely wife. Text me like she does most nights.
Yeah.
Whoa! Wait, what? The hell?
I mean, it's the first time she's ever messaged me. And she said, oh, you'll never believe what happened. Hunter, watch The Bachelor.
So, dude.
You poor soul.
Yeah, my poor soul. So this is what happened. Down in my basement, I have a projector, and then I got the main TV, and then the computer. So I just got a bunch of screens down there.
And the grossest leather couch you've ever seen.
Shut up. No, it's a nice basement, Bill. You can come over anytime you want.
Don't do it.
And
bring a blanket.
So I got a video. Right. No, I got plenty of them. They just might have to go through the wash. So on the big screen, I got a video game going. So I'm playing a little video game action, and I'm like, the lady's coming down because we're going to spend some time together. I'm like, okay, I'll just put, you know, on the main TV something that she would like. Well, I'm going through, and boom, Bachelor's on. I'm like, women love it.
Yeah.
So I put it on. So I actually got to watch a full, they're like hour-long episodes, too. God.
That's the crazy part.
Well, a half hour. I'm good at a half hour.
And they're an hour, and then they do, like, the back-to-back, like, finale ones that are like, it's like 3 hours of The Bachelor. It's insanity.
So, Brock, Bill, I wanted to tell you about this morning. So, I've been with my wife 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you know if, like, you know, you take your kids to, like, Disneyland or, you get grandma something that's very, you know, extravagant and important to her. She gets that look on her face, like the excitement and
Yeah.
I haven't seen my wife with that expression on her face. The 8 years that I've been with her, and I turn The Bachelor on, dude, usually she's buried into her phone, doing something. No, she hands on her knees, full, like, edge of the couch.
She's in it.
Into this show. And I'm watching the show, I'm looking at her, and I'm looking at the show. I'm just, why?
Yeah.
Why are you into this so much?
It's the drama.
It's the most ridiculous show that I have ever seen in my life. So
he's still so new to it. I can tell he's so.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
I've accepted my fate.
I don't get
this.
So it's one dude and like 20 girls.
Yep.
And they all accept that this girl made out with him yesterday. This girl made out with him the day before.
Yep.
And they go out on dates to eventually get married.
Yep.
I think it's all about being on TV.
It absolutely
is. It's all about being on TV.
It's people want their 15 minutes of fame.
Touch
my board. You watch The Bachelor. You're not allowed to touch that anymore. That's really what it is. And maybe as guys, we're overthinking it too much. It's basic drama and, you know, extravagant stuff that women just kind of like it. They enjoy the outfits and the dates.
Well, and plus they get to slot different women.
Yeah.
She's really nasty, or she's a gossip, or this one's a bitch.
Yeah.
It's just, and so they get to have heroes and villains.
That's right.
And they root for the shy girl, and they hope so-and-so does it, and they, oh, this guy's a pig. I mean, it's just, all fake.
Absolutely.
It's 100% fake.
Absolutely. Yeah. When you look at this, and that's also what you need to tell yourself, and see, you're worked up now. This is the feelings I used to have, because I was like, how can people be so stupid? What you have to tell yourself is that this is reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
A hard quotations, air quotes, on the reality part. They're doing it for show. Because for a long time, I'm like, there's no way there's people out there like this. This can't be.
What's frightening, though, is I think there actually are people out there like that.
I mean,
I really do. You see it on television, and this has to be fake, but I think there are really people out there that would just jump at the chance to. I want to go on TV and make out with a stranger. Okay, sign me up.
I mean, to be fair, I would do that, but that's...
This was going through my head.
Brock as The Bachelor.
Right.
Oh boy.
Watching it last night, I'm like, okay, does the premises of this show actually happen in real life? But they just don't talk about it in real life. So you got 20 girls.
Yep.
You got the hot guy at high school.
all 20 girls want to be with this guy. So it's kind of like real life. A little, they all compete for that guy.
But here's the thing, though, is that
the show just brings it out into the light.
It does, but if you were in the dating world right now and you were straight up open with a group of 20 women, this show is about a guy dating 20 women at the same time for women who hate guys who date multiple women at
Absolutely.
The same time.
Blows my mind.
It's yeah. nuts. But they want to be on TV, like Bill said. They want to go and do this extravagant lifestyle and have the dates and
helicopter
the
rides.
Helicopter rides.
Beach dinner.
Well, and here's, you know what I want to do?
Candlelight. You know, all of it.
I would much rather see The Bachelor, like real world. Exactly. Now, every once in a while, I'll treat the wife to, I'm sure we all do. You go out, nice date, anniversary, dinner.
You treat the. you
what are you talking about?
Right.
No, we're past that point.
You treat Kiki to helicopter rides?
Yeah. I don't go that crazy, but sometimes I'll get her a medium French fry at McDonald's, yeah, you know, right. something like that.
So, have you watched the opposite, though, The Bachelorette?
I haven't.
That's just as bad, too. It's just, it's.
20 guys.
Well, dude.
20 bros.
Hey, I've experienced The Bachelorette my whole life. The 10 years I've DJed at the bar. 2 o'clock hits, there's always 20 guys around and one chick left.
She's mine, bro.
Just saliving at the mouth.
Like three guys are just doing push-ups on the dance floor. Right. It's just fantastic. Fantastic. One guy's just got a wad of cash. He's just showing off for some reason.
Right.
It is. It's just, I've gotten to the point now where I do find enjoyment in parts where you're just like, all right, this is so ridiculous. And actually, I have some wonderful clips. This is the best part is the girls when they're talking. Yeah, this is because it's just, it's, let's see. This is Devin talking about how it's hard to be rejected.
I don't know. I think I just want to be okay. And I want to be past it and like be okay with it. But it's hard. Like, it's hard to get rejected.
All right, that's enough.
That was like after being on the show for like 2 weeks.
That's enough.
Yeah.
How do you become the Bachelor?
I thought we were going to spend forever together.
I'll get over it.
Yeah.
How do you become the Bachelor?
Well, see,
you got to be rich, right?
Well, no, lots of times now what it is they're just basically pulling a favorite from the season. Like Colton, he was on The Bachelorette. Jesus.
You know way too much about this.
Oh, my God.
You know way too much.
Brock just left. Yeah. You know too much about.
You can hear this podcast on the Coast podcast because we're not going to air it on the WIRX podcast.
Brought to you by Tampax. Jesus.
Oh, man.
So,
Colton, how do you even know that stuff?
Seriously,
He's
though.
A former football player. He's a virgin. That's everyone's big thing. It's great. But now what it's been literally is they just take favorite like people from seasons like the last season. Like, oh, meet your new Bachelorette. I don't think they've had anybody
so
new in a while.
So basically, it's losers followed by losers followed by losers followed by losers.
You weren't good enough for this person, so we're just going to give you another shot. Yeah.
That's good.
I told you, buddy.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
It doesn't get any better. But I would much rather see it. Tell you what, I would be intrigued. Actually do like some real life stuff. Like, of course, it seems magical. It's easy to fall in love when you're on a beach in Maui having fresh lobster and coconuts filled with booze. It's like, no, let's send them out to, you know, an awkward movie dinner date, you know, in South Bend.
picks you up in your 89 Oldsmobile.
Yeah, it's vintage. Be careful. With that cassette.
What do you want to order up the Denny's menu?
Exactly. And then, you know, it ends with the end of the night, just drunken sex that you regret in the morning. That's how Bachelor needs to be. And then maybe a second date.
So I guess in the end, guys, I watched The Bachelor for the first time last night, and I don't think I'll be watching it again.
I hope
that's
not.
That's it.
I think you're going to find yourself doing what I did, where
taping it, watching it during the day.
Oh, God.
You know, it's that and Aaron Rodgers' biographies, and that's about all you watch,
back
right?
Back to back, bro. I tell you what, Aaron Rodgers needs.
Aaron Rodgers as the Bachelor. That's what's going to happen next.
If you want to see Brock and drag, put Aaron Rodgers as the Bachelor. Because sex chains. I'm doing it. If I could be with A-Rod, I'm doing it. Is that enough for you today, Bill?
I got to go to a meeting. Right. This is just too great.
Right. See you, boys. Bill, You mic dropped it.
Oh, boy. I think we can end on that. Me vying for Aaron Rodgers' heart when he becomes the Bachelor.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You know, I'm going to watch instead what we watch usually, Family Feud. Steve Harvey, Mr. Potato Head, you're up because The Bachelor's out.
Let's wrap it up with another wonderful clip from The Bachelor.
God, dude.
This is Demi and Courtney confronting each other over accusations made against each other.
You attacked me. You said the meanest things that people have ever said to me in my life. You said I was playing God. You said that I you insinuated that I had no class. You questioned how old I was when we're the same age.
Because your maturity sometimes is very telling.
You know what?
That doesn't mean I'm being mean, but sometimes you act
very
immature.
No, you were very mean. And
like, I think you should probably take a time
out. All right, that's it. That's enough.
Isn't that fair? And you can see them all. They're all doing the hand thing.
So,
and the head weave bob thingy.
You were given everything to you your whole life.
Yeah.
You have no room to sit there and bitch.
That's the other thing, too, is they're all beautiful.
Beautiful,
all of them are gorgeous.
Rich.
You know what? Throw some, and this is going to sound very sexist and shallow, but you know, it's not real life. Throw in a five, throw in a six with an awesome personality.
Yeah, absolutely.
All these girls are vain, just vapid, just ugh.
Well, here's the thing, too. If you're that good looking and you got to go on The Bachelor to find yourself somebody to spend the rest of your life with, you know what that says about your personality?
It's shit.
All right. Sounds like your life hasn't been working out too well.
As the people across the pond would say, it's shite.
All right.
You have a shite personality.
Absolutely.
And you just have not realized it yet. You haven't.
You know, how about you do it like the rest of us?
Yeah.
You know, actually go out in real life and
go to a farmer's market, meet someone nice there.
You know?
Don't go on TV.
Bump into somebody randomly somewhere. That you might spend the rest.
Like, here's the other thing. If my little, let's say I have kids, and my little girl grows up and goes on The Bachelor, and then they get to the part, because there's a part now later on in the show where he'll meet the families of, two or three of, like, near the end. So he's meeting multiple families. He'll go meet one family. He'll take the girl, go meet their family, try and win over the family, and then he'll go to the other one. And the whole time, if my daughter brought, all right, here's the guy. We're going to spend a little bit of time with him. And then he's going to go with another girl and meet their family, probably kiss, make out, maybe more. I'd be like, get out of my house.
It just blows my
get
mind,
Get out man. Of my house.
Blows my mind.
So there you go. You're welcome, buddy.
You know,
welcome to the world of The Bachelor.
It's the worst. It's the worst show ever, guys. You know what? Can we end it on this?
Yeah.
What is it teaching our kids? That true love is a competition?
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically.
Well, and also these, like, oh, no, it's not romantic unless it just sets these ridiculous standards. These ridiculous standards. They think that, oh, in order to be happy, you need to be out on a big yacht or you need to be doing stuff with, it's like, I'm not saying, like, it's not cool, like, but it just sets this ridiculous standard. And I think they need to stop saying it's reality.
You know, and there is no real standard, guys. You know, if you're a youth and you're listening to this and you're single and you're thinking, I'm never going to find some, you don't have to have a significant other.
No.
You can live your whole life by yourself and be completely happy and fine.
Yeah. Well, first, you got to be happy. Not to get too deep here because we don't like to do that. First of all, you got to be happy with yourself.
Absolutely.
You got to.
That will find you a good significant
other. Exactly. Confidence, self-confidence, being okay with yourself. Being okay by yourself. That's the problem, is everyone thinks they need someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then they set all these ridiculous, like, oh, I need to have a big wedding and I need to have the house in the hills with the fight. That's everyone.
It's the Disney effect, man.
Jesus, I get. No, it's the
fairy tale.
It's the Bachelor and Bachelorette effect.
Yeah.
It's been on for like 30 seasons. Yeah. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
It's America.
God. My heart is racing right now. I'm so angry. All right. Well, but again.
We'll just say, if you could be on the show and sleep with 30 women.
I mean, that's the thing. You know what I'd do? I'd flip the script. I'd be like, I'm not kissing anybody until the final two.
Yep, that's it.
Not kissing. You know what? Flip the script. Be like, no, I'm not kissing anybody.
Or just at the very end. You know, I'm not picking anyone.
Yeah.
You all are bitches.
You all suck.
Yep.
And I wasted all of your time.
Kick rocks. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
And you know what would be better? If it was some, like, fat, ugly dude. Just a slob. No, a rich slob. So they're all there because he's just filthy rich.
Loaded.
You know, and at the end, just drop the bomb.
Well,
on
see,
him.
Now, I don't know if you remember way back, there was that Average Joe dating show.
I think they
took this guy who was a construction worker. Again, it's all fake. But the whole thing was that he was just a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
And he had all these girls. And then at the end, they found out that he was just a construction worker.
Nice.
And he was just, but, you know,
I love that.
But that was just, that guy turned out to be a real douchebag, too.
Really?
Oh, boy. Anyway, no, I was going to wrap up with, if Aaron Rodgers is ever The Bachelor, I am on that show.
Jesus.
I am on that show.
Yeah, he would do The Bachelor, too.
Show up with just a fake wig. Get breast implants.
Right.
All right, that's going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to explore more on our website where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 FM dial. We got it for you. I'm bringing you the funny stuff in the morning. Bachelor coverage 24/7.
Rock, Brock, I brought you a rose. Here. Be mine.
Is there chocolate in the middle of it?
Oh, God.
I want one of those chocolate roses.
You stupid bitch.
You dumb bitch.